On Tuesday night, President Trump would not give a direct answer on whether he would denounce white supremacy. Muhlenberg College political scientist Chris Borick says that moment may go down in infamy.
That's going to be something that's talked about for years and may be part of the defining moments of this electoral season.
The president also referenced the Proud Boys Tuesday night. It's a group classified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as extremist anti-immigrant. Trump told them to, quote, stand back and stand by. Hassan Botts is the director of Promise Neighborhoods of the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, stand by, man. People are in pain. People are terrified. There's this element of fear that exists in our community. And the most difficult and challenging part of it is playing on a long history of terrorism and lynchings and pain within the black community.
Trump and his campaign have since dialed back the comments, saying he meant to condemn the group. But some Proud Boys have said online they interpreted the president's comments as a rallying cry. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.